Good afternoon, everybody.
大家下午好。
Remember last year we had John, Dr. John Pridian with us?
记不记得上次我们的客座讲员是 John Pridian?
And lots of people got healed and we had a breakthrough in the church.
我们当中有很多人得到了医治。
And the church was not the same again after that.
从那以后我们教会也有很大的变化。
Now we have Dr. John Prudian's wife, Janet, with us today.
今天我们请来的 Janet 是我们上次的 John Prudian 的妻子。
And we really feel that the Holy Spirit will use Janet and John Prudian's ministry to continue to bless our church.
我们相信呢，圣灵一定会继续用着这两位仆人的侍奉来祝福我们的教会。
Because where our church is going, we need to rise up.And believe in God to do the impossible.
我们教会呢，真的是需要再次的兴起和复兴，要把信心放在神的身上，相信他可以做一切不可能的事情。
But today I ask everybody to keep have their hearts open for God to impart something into your life.
今天我也教大家一定要把我们的心完全打开，让神的灵真的是能够渗透在我们里面。
And those of you who have a need, like a physical healing or whatever, you just tell God.You need healing, you need healing, you need deliverance, whatever.
如果我们当中有身体不适的，我们也可以把这样的要求讲给神听，在祷告中告诉神。
So don't be polite, be hungry for God, and just press into God and believe today is the day that God will you encounter God.
千万不要太客气哦，一定要大大的渴慕啊，就像非常非常渴慕的来到神的面前，要神来祝福你。
And if there's anybody who do not know Jesus, that are watching today, we welcome you.
那些还不认识主耶稣的人，我们也欢迎你。
Don't be frightened in what you see or hear today.
也不要因为看到什么、见到什么有害怕哦。
Give Jesus a chance, and we pray that your life will never be the same again.
给主耶稣一个机会，我们也祷告你的生命不再一样。
So throughout the meeting, I encourage all of you in your heart, say, Lord, touch me. Lord, heal me. Lord, deliver me.
在你们的祷告当中，我们一直鼓励您是这样子祷告：主啊，你来触摸我；主啊，你来医治我；主啊，你来释放我。
Lord, speak to me.
主啊，你来对我说话。
And those of you who want to move in the Holy Spirit, say, God, activate my gifts.
Yeah.
当那些 想要圣灵的恩赐的人，你们也可以这样来祷告，要神来给我们圣灵的恩赐。
Be hungry for God.
渴慕神。
And so we welcome Janet in our midst.
我们今天来大大的欢迎 Janet.
And it's very early in the hours for her over in America.
在美国现在是很早的早上哦。
For those of you who are in the Far East, it's very late for you.
那些在中东的，我知道对你们来说也非常晚了。
But those of us in London, it is just right.
对我们在伦敦的人来说，正好是下午最舒服的时候。
So、we praise the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And so I hand over the time to Janet, and Janet, we welcome you in Jesus' name.
我们把剩下的时间交给 Janet， 我们奉主耶稣的名，我们欢迎你。
Okay, over to you, Janet.
Thank you so much, Pastor Joshua.
谢谢 Pastor Joshua 牧师。
It's such an honor and privilege to be with you today.
今天能跟你们在一起真是我的荣幸。
Although we are spread around the globe,
虽然我们是全球的聚会哈。
We are united by the Spirit.
但是我们在灵里是合一的。
We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们在主里都是弟兄姊妹。
We are part of the same body.
我们是基督的身体
，with Christ as the head，
基督是我们的头。
I want to talk about something that I believe the Lord is doing on the earth。
今天我想跟大家分享的是，我相信这是神最近的一个很大的工作。
I've never been more excited in my life。
我从来没有这么的兴奋过。
To see what God is doing on the earth。And in His people,
看到神在地上和对他的子民所做的这么伟大的工作。
We think about the history of Christianity.
我们想一想基督徒的历史。
And I feel honored that God would put me on the planet at this time.
我觉得特别的荣幸，神让我出生在这么一个特别的时间。
It's an exciting time to be alive.
这么兴奋，叫人兴奋的时间，能够出生在这个阶段。
And very exciting to be a part of the body of Christ.
我真的很兴奋地成为基督身体之一。
As Joshua said, I'm the John Prudian's wife.
就像牧师所介绍的一样，我是 John Prudian 的妻子。
John and I are actually musicians.
其实我的丈夫和我，我们都是音乐家。
I'm trained as an opera singer.
我是一个唱话剧的唱家，歌唱家。
I was going about my life teaching voice.
其实我平时在教的那些就是教人怎么唱歌，怎么样用声。
I had been in a terrible accident where my knee had been injured.
然后我的生命中也经过了一次很大的灾害，就是我的膝盖受到了伤。
I had been smashed between the bumpers of two cars.
我在两个车中间被撞。
And I thought I was going to have knee replacement surgery.
我以为我的那个膝盖会需要手术来换一个膝盖的。
I went to a conference and the speaker had a word of knowledge.
我当时去到一个营会，然后营会里面有一个讲道人。
He said there are people here today.
他说在这里今天有一个人。
Who were in an accident who are now having chronic pain.
你进入了一种车祸，然后你在车祸中现在得到了一种特别大的疼痛。
I raised my hand suddenly.
我就把我的手举起来。
They prayed a simple prayer.
我就说了一个很简单的祷告。
I pray you be healed in the name of Jesus.
我祷告我要被神医治。
My legs started to tingle that had been injured.
我那个受伤的膝盖突然开始有麻麻的感觉。
Within 24 hours, I was completely healed.
在24小时之内，我完全的得到了医治。
Praise God.
感谢主。
I have been pain-free for 10 years.
从那以后，十年我一点疼痛都没有感觉到过。
On that day, I encountered a God I had not known before.
从那一天，我认识了一个从来都不认识的神。
Even though I had been raised in the church, I had not known him as healer.
我从小到大都是在教会长大，可是我从来也不知道他竟是一个医治者。
And that event changed our lives.
然后那件事情改变了我整个的生命。
Because of that healing, John and I went to ministry school.
因为我得到了那个医治，我的丈夫和我就去参加了很多事工学校。
We wanted to tell the world who he really is.
我们想告诉全世界谁是主耶稣。
So that's why I'm here today. I'm here to share with you.
这是我今天在这里的目的。今天在这里想跟大家分享神。
To increase in who we are in Him.
今天让我们在神里面来认识我们自己是谁。
I want to begin with a familiar scripture.
我想给大家用一个大家非常熟知的经文。
Romans 8:29.
罗马书八章二十九节。
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
罗马书八章二十九节，因为上帝预先知道谁是属于他的人，并且预定这些人要被塑造成他儿子的形象，使他的儿子在许多弟兄中成为长子。
When I think about how amazing Jesus is,
当我们来想想耶稣是怎么样的奇妙。
And I think about my own life,
我再想想我自己的生活生命。
I wonder how can I be like Jesus?
我就开始思想我要怎么样才能更像耶稣呢？
This verse challenges me.
这个经文真的让我好好思考了。
So I did some research on what it means to be conformed.To the image. What do you mean?
所以我就认真查考了这个字，关于要被塑造，到底怎么塑造呢？
According to Strong's Concordance,
我看了字典是这么说的。
The word conformed to can mean similar to Jesus.
这个塑造呢，成为有一个结果，就是你会变得非常像他，像耶稣。
Sharing the same inner essence and identity as Jesus.
里面的内容和元素都和耶稣一模一样。
Showing similar behavior as Jesus.
所以外在所彰显出来的行为也是从里面的元素一样的。
From having the same essential nature as Jesus.
里面也是这样的内在元素彰显出来的，也是这样外在的行为。
That's the definition of being conformed to.
这就是我认真查考过到底什么叫塑造效法。
The word likeness is a mirror-like representation of Jesus.
然后我又在查找了这个两个字叫形象，那形象的意思就像是你在镜子里面照照自己一样。
Not just resembling, but drawn from Jesus.
不光是外在的表象很像，但是是整个人心里头都是一样的。
A replication of Jesus because it's from the same substance.
因为里面和外面的内容和实质都一样，所以是完全成为基督的一个形象代表。
We are his masterpiece.
我们是他手造的工。
Created to do the works that God has prepared for us to do.
我们是被造要做神的工。
Jesus said in John chapter 14, "Whoever believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also."
耶稣在约翰福音十四章十二节说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，而且要做更大的事，因为我要回到父那里。”
Jesus also gave us the Great Commission.
所以耶稣也给了我们一个很大的使命。
Which says, do as I did.
他说我做的事情你们也要做。
Preach the gospel. Make disciples.
传福音，训练门徒。
Heal the sick. Cast out demons. Raise the dead.
医治病人，赶鬼，然后让死人复活。
Jesus would not have told us to do that if he didn't think we could.
耶稣不会这样叫我们做，如果他不觉得我们有这个本事的话。
So we are to continue the work of Jesus on the earth.
所以我们要继续做耶稣在世上的工。
But we are also to reflect his essential nature on the earth.
但是我们也要去真的来思想他的里面的内在的元素在世界上是怎么彰显的。
So that the world may see who he is.
所以这个世界上的人就能够认识主耶稣是谁。
We are similar to Jesus because we are of the same substance as Jesus.
我们和主耶稣一样，是因为我们里面的元素是一模一样的。
Jesus said he was the image of the invisible God.
耶稣说他就是这个看不见的神的形象。
He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father.
他说如果你看见了我，你就是看见了父。
We, his body, are the reflection of Christ.
所以我们作为基督的身体，就是耶稣的形象的一个表现。
It should follow that if you've seen me, you've seen Jesus.
同样，那如果有人看到我们，也就如看到耶稣一样。
We love to equip the saints for the work of the ministry.
我们是想要装备信徒为主来做工。
Most of the work that John and I have done is to equip the saints in the gifts of the Spirit.
很多时候，我的丈夫和我的事工都是专注于在装备基督徒有属神的恩赐。
This is a very important work.
这是一个很重要的工作。
This is what Jesus instructed us to do.
这也是耶稣叫我们所做的。
Is to continue the works that he did while he was on the earth.
是同样继续他曾经在世上所做的工。
But according to Romans 8:29, we are also supposed to carry his inner nature.
但是我们现在看到罗马书二章二十九节的时候，我们就知道我们的内在也需要有同样的属神的元素。
People are eager to be equipped in the gifts.
很多时候我们都只是外面非常想要神的一些恩赐。
And I'm thankful for that.
我很感恩。
It's very important.
这个是重要的。
But what about our personal transformation?
那怎么我们内在的生活和改变如何呢？
If I hold a seminar on the gifts of the Spirit, many people come.
如果我开一个学术会，让教大家怎么用得到那种属灵的恩赐，很多人都会来。
If I hold a seminar on patience and long suffering, do people come?
那如果我再要开一个学术会，来教大家怎么样长久忍耐的去爱，你们还会来吗？
Sometimes I have more faith for healing.Than I have for patience for my children.
很多时候，我对外人的医治的信心，竟然大过我对我自己孩子的长久忍耐的爱。
Sometimes I have more faith for prophecy than I have love for my husband or my neighbors.
很多时候，我好像似乎在做先知讲道的时候大有信心，大过我在家里面对我丈夫的爱和对我邻舍的爱。
We are to be transformed.Both in the works and in the nature of Jesus.
所以我们的改变是既要在外面做工的改变，也是在里面的真正内容和元素的改变。
How does this process happen in our lives?
那这样的过程怎么样能够在我们生命中发生呢？
I want to talk very practically today.
我今天想跟大家说一个非常实际的可以操作的事情。
The world needs to see Jesus in us.
世界需要在我们里面真的看到耶稣。
In both the gifts and in our nature.
就在属灵的恩赐上能看到，但是在我们的人性本性上更能看到。
There has been a great deal of grief and heartache and disappointment this year.
今年呢，是一个很多痛苦、很多眼泪的一年。
The Lord is a great comforter of our heart.
神是我们的安慰者。
I need him every day to comfort my heart.
我每天都需要神来安慰我的心。
But he wants to do much more than comfort me.
但是他想对我做的远超过我只要的那个安慰。
He wants to give me a brand new heart.
他说他要给我一个新的心。
This is the first step in this transformation process.
这就是我们要整个从里到外改变的第一步了。
There must be an exchange.
我们要做一个交换。
I was born with the sin nature.
我是从罪的肉身出生的。
Jesus came to forgive me of my sins, but to also exchange my nature.
耶稣来了，不但是赦免了我的罪，但是做了个更重要的工作，就是他改变了我的本性。
When I receive him as Savior, I put my nature to death, my sin nature to death.
当我接受耶稣作为我的救主的时候，那一刻我就决定了要把我救我的带罪性的本性致死。
And I receive his nature, his righteousness.
然后我来接受主耶稣的那个本性，他的那个公义的本性。
Out of this new heart, my new nature, begins the new behavior.
因为神给我的这个新的心，这让我的整个本性开始因此产生了变化。
In Matthew 12:34, Jesus said, "Out of the abundance or overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks."
在马太福音十二章三十四节说，你们心里邪恶又，你们心里充满的，口里自然会说出来。
If I have problems with my words, with a sharp tongue,
如果我的口里说出来是邪恶的话
，the problem really lies in my heart.
那其实真正的问题不是口，是我们的心。
Proverbs 27:19 says, "As water reflects a man's face, so a man's heart reveals the true man."
箴言二十七章十九节说，水能映照人的面貌，心能反映人的本相。
This is the joy of our salvation.
这就是我们救恩的喜乐。
That my old nature has been buried with Christ.
我的旧的那个旧我和老我已经同耶稣一起埋葬了。
And upon saying yes to Jesus, I receive a new heart and a new nature.
当我接受耶稣的时候，我就得到了一个新的心和一个新的性格和品性。
There's an invitation today for anyone who has not received him.
今天给大家有一个邀请，如果在座的还有没有接受耶稣的人
？If you need the new heart and the new nature, all it requires is saying yes.
如果你有想要一个新的心和一个新的本性的话，那你一定要对耶稣先说：“是的，我接受你。”
It is a free gift from Jesus.
这是主耶稣给你的白白的礼物。
I do not earn it.
我们不需要靠本事去挣来的。
I do not deserve it.
我也不配得的。
He gives it to me as a gift.
他是当一个礼物送给我的。
And then I begin the process of being transformed into his likeness.
然后我们就要开始一个从里到外的一个生命的变化。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 15 says, As he called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct.
彼得前书一章十五节说，那呼召你们的是圣洁的。你们在一切事上也要圣洁。
The holiness I have received from my new nature，
这个圣洁是从我的新出的那个本性新生来有的。
Produces holy conduct，
因为它里头的本性是新的，所以所行出来的行为也是新的。
Peter is saying, "This is who you are. Simply be who you are."
所以彼得在这里说，如果你们是这样的人，就做这样的人。
Jesus or John says in his letter in chapter 3 verse 7, whoever practices righteousness is righteous, just as Christ is righteous.
约翰一书三章七节也这么说，要知道行义的才是义人，正如主是公义的。
The word practice is an interesting word.
这个行义的行是一个很有趣的词。
In the dictionary, there are two definitions of the word practice.
在字典里面，我们去找这个行和练习这两个字的时候，你能找出这样的意思来。
As a musician, I used to practice to try to get better.
作为一个做音乐的人，我曾经是不停的要练习、练习、再练习，直到我能够慢慢的变好。
This is not the definition of practice in this verse.
但是这个并不是我们在这里面看到的这个行义的行的那个意思。
The second definition of practice is the actual application of an idea or belief.
那在字典里面还有另外一个意思呢，就是当你相信了一样东西的时候，你亲自去实行它，这个才是它的意思。
It's like a doctor who goes to school for years and years.
就像是一个医生，他要去学校先学习怎么医治。
Then he takes the exams, he passes the exams and gets the degree.
他也要考试，然后他要考成功，拿到他的学位。
He may then open a practice.
他可能就会要开一个小小诊所。
To practice medicine.
去尝试操练他的这个医治能力。
I hope my doctor is not practicing on me to get better.
我希望我的医生不是拿我做试验，然后来练习他的医术的。
He has earned the degree to practice medicine.
他只是赚得了一个这样的学位，然后有资格拿我练习。
Jesus gave us his righteousness.
耶稣把他的公义送给了我们。
He passed all the tests and made an A+.
他也考了所有的试，全部都是最高分。
He obeyed perfectly.
他完全的顺服。
He then imputes righteousness to us on salvation.
然后他把这个公义，救恩的公义注射到我们的生命当中。
I am righteous by the blood of the Lamb.
我因为羔羊的血变得公义了。
I may now practice righteousness.
那我现在就开始来尝试练习这个公义。
It's like I have an honorary degree in righteousness.
就像我自己拿到了一个公义的学位和学历一样，高学历。
Many of us, as myself, sat in years for many years in church. I sat in church for many years.
我在教会里面待了很多年。
And I tried to be a good Christian.
我用我自己的能力尝试当一个好基督徒。
But my behaviors didn't change.
但是我的行为没有改变。
I would see these statements of truth in the Bible.
我在圣经里面也看到了各种真理。
I believed it was true because it was in the Bible.
我相信它是真的，因为是圣经写的嘛。
But then I would look at my life, my reality, and it wasn't always so.
但是当我看看我自己的生命，看看这个实际，我发现并不和圣经写的一样。
It's like I had a discrepancy in the books.
就好像这个书里的事实和我相差甚远。
Jesus said, I had righteousness and holiness in my account.
耶稣说，我的本性里面有圣洁，有公义。
But when I did the books of my life, I came up short.
但是当我看看我自己生命的这本书，这个生命册的时候，我才发现我没有这些东西，很少。
I had to make a decision in my heart.
所以我的心里真的要开始做一个决定了。
Is the Bible true or is it not?
圣经到底是真实的吗？还是不真呢？
I tell my children, if it's true at all, it is all true.
我跟我的孩子们这样说，如果圣经里面是真的，那就相信里头所有的真理都是真的。
I cannot take my eraser and erase the verses I'm not comfortable with.
我不能选择拿一个橡皮擦擦掉我不太喜欢看的那些经文。
And yet, I know that I can't be righteous by trying hard.
但是我不能因为我自己使劲的努力就真的能够变成一个公义圣洁的人。
I learned that I needed to know how to access the truth that was true about me.
我学会了怎么样能够进入这个真理，所说的是对的，但是我要进入。
I needed to know how to apply the word of God so that it would manifest as the nature of Jesus.
我开始要学习怎么样去让圣经的这些真理在我生命中真的实践出来，让它成为我的本相。
The world needs to see Jesus.
这个世界要看到的是耶稣。
He handed the baton to us.
他把他的接力棒放在了我们的手里。
The people of God need to be who the Bible says we are.
神的子民必须要成为圣经里所说的神的子民那样。
So I want to talk today, how does the truth that's in the Bible about me become my daily life?
所以我们就要认真的去学习圣经，看圣经里面到底说神的子民应该是什么样子的，起码我知道那是我的目标。
Is this okay? I'm looking at your faces.
我们这个大家觉得现在像有帮助吗？如果有的话我们继续哈。
I'm a teacher. I want to help give some practical information on how to apply the truth of who we are.
我自己是一个老师，所以我很希望给大家一个真正可以实践的事情，让我们能够真的成为一个这样的人。
For the sake of representing Jesus well.
为的是让我们真的成为耶稣的一个名副其实的使者。
Are we ready?
我们准备好了吗？
You might want to take notes.
你也许会要快快写下来哦。
I'm a teacher.
我是一个老师。
I might give a quiz at the end.
我到最后可能还要考考你们的。
Just teasing.
跟你们开玩笑。
To begin with, God is personal.
所以刚开始我们先要明白神是一个有我们的个人的神。
Our transformation is not a system that fits every person.
我们的变化并不是去学一个公式，一个系统。
My transformation into his likeness may not look like your transformation process.
我所在慢慢的改变的这个过程不一定是你所改变的过程。
I have different issues. I have a different history. I have a different personality.
我有不同的个性，我有不同的历史，我有不同的背景。
One thing we learned about healing, healing is personal.
我们也学会了医治，那医治其实也是非常个人的。
Transformation into his nature is also personal.
所以变成有耶稣的那个本性的这个过程也是非常个人的。
To begin with, first step.
所以第一步。
Be encouraged. Your transformation process is God's idea.
你们要先受到鼓励，知道想让你们有这样的从里到外的改变的是神的主意。
I'm not trying to be like Jesus to show off for people.
我不是想故意变成耶稣，然后在别人面前彰显我多像耶稣。
Or to feel very spiritual.
或者是让人感觉我很属灵。
I'm doing the process because it's God's idea.
我愿意去经历这么一个过程，是因为这是神的主意。
I want to read from Ezekiel 36, verses 24 through 28.
所以我在这里想给大家读以西结书的36章24节到28节。
This is where God prophesied what he will do for his people.
这就是神在预言他要为他的子民做什么。
I will take you from among the nations, gather you out of all the countries, and bring you into your own land.
我必从列国带领你们，从列邦聚集你们，领你们回到本地。
Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean.
我必撒清水在你们身上，你们就洁净了。
I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols.
我要洁净你们，使你们脱离一切的污秽，弃绝一切的偶像。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you.
我也要赐给你们一颗新心，把心灵放在你们里面。
I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh.
又要从你们的肉体中除掉石心，赐给你们肉心。
I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes.
我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例。
And you will keep my judgments and do them.
遵守遵行我的典章。
Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people.And I will be your God.
你们必住在我所赐给你们祖先之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
God prophesied by his own word.
神自己用他自己的话来预言给我们。
That he can transform us into his people.
他可以把我们变成他的子民。
I can take confidence that if it's God's idea, he can make it happen.
所以我应该完全有信心，知道这是神本身的心意，让我有这样的改变，成为他的子民。
Amen.
Amen.
Secondly,
to be
transformed into the likeness of Christ,
要想改变成里头有神的本性，
I must growIn revelation knowledge of who God is.
我必须在知识上面成长，让这个知识带给我一个启示。
And I must grow in knowledge of who I am as a believer.
我必须要长到明白，用在知识里面明白神到底要我在他的里面是一个什么样子。
Romans 12, verse 2 says, Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
罗马书十二章二节说，你们不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们可以查验何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
When I come into the kingdom, I do not know what I do not know.
我来到这个神的国度的时候，我什么都不知道。
I am ignorant about who God is.
我对神完全无知。
I have to replace my ignorance with knowledge.
所以我必须要用这个圣经来取代我的无知。
I also have incorrect thinking about who God is.
我同时也有一个非常不正确的思想。
Perhaps I've had an opinion of who God is.
也许我有我自己个人的主意，觉得神是什么样子的。
I've heard many opinions about God.
我可能也听过很多其他人的主意，说神是什么样子的。
People have said God is like this, God is like that.
这个人说神是这样的，那个人说神是那样的。
My culture has defined God for me.
我的文化里面也让我对神的认识有局限。
So consequently, there's a great deal of confusion about who God is.
所以作为一个后果，我们对神的认识是真的很混淆的。
I must decide in my heart that my opinions are not the truth.
所以我必须从现在开始就知道，也决定我个人的认识并不是神的心意。
I must decide in my heart that God is exactly who the Bible says he is.
我也必须定义的明白神的心意和对神的认识全在这本圣经里。
There are many opinions about what a Christian is.
有很多人对基督徒也各样的解释和解说。
People say it's okay for a Christian to do this.
有的人说可以的，基督徒可以做这个事情。
I think God would be okay with this.
也有人说，我觉得你做这个，神不会反对的。
These are opinions.
这都是人的建议。
Created in our own thinking.
都是从我们自己个人的思想里出来的。
If I'm going to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus,
如果我想成为有耶稣的本性在我里面的话，
I need to know what a follower of Jesus looks like.
那我就必须得了解圣经里面说的神的跟随者到底是什么样子的。
I cannot be like him if I don't know what the Bible says about him.
我没有办法来像耶稣，如果我都不知道圣经里是如何记载耶稣的。
I cannot be like Jesus if I do not know what the Bible says about me.
我也不可能像耶稣，如果我并不知道圣经里面是怎么教我来认识自己的。
First Colossians 1, verses 9 through 12 says, We pray and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding so that you might walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him.Being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
在哥罗西书一章九节到十二节里面说，我便不断地为你们祷告，求上帝在你们一切属灵的智慧和悟性上完全明白他的旨意，以便你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切良善的事上结出果实，对上帝的认识不断增加。
I must be continually increasing in the knowledge of God to know who I am.
我必须继续的对上帝的认识不断的增加，才能真正的改变。
I read the Bible differently than I used to.
现在我读圣经和以前不一样了。
When I was a child, I read the Bible to win prizes.
当我还是孩子的时候，我读圣经是为了讨人喜欢，得奖赏。
In Sunday school, if I found the verse, if I was the first one to get to the verse,
如果在主日学我是第一个翻到那个经文的话
，I got candy.
我就拿到糖了。
So I studied the Bible.
所以我就使劲学圣经。
When I got older, I studied the Bible because I was supposed to.
然后等我再长大一点呢，我还是在学圣经，但是我就觉得基督徒该学圣经。
That's what a good Christian does.
因为我觉得一个好基督徒就是学圣经的基督徒了。
And that was good.
这也是好的。
But I read the Bible differently now.
但是现在的我读圣经不一样了。
I read the Bible in search of him.
我在读圣经里的时候，我在寻找主。
I read the Bible to encounter him, the person of God.
我在读圣经的时候，我想要和这个我个人的主相遇。
And I read the Bible to understand who I am as a new creation.
我在读圣经的时候，我也想要明白我是谁，作为一个新造的人。
It is the bread of my life that I ingest and I chew on.
它真的是我生命的粮，我要嚼，我要消化。
To meditate on the word of God is the word like a cow chewing his cud.
所以在我们来思想和默想主的话语的时候，就像是一个牛在嚼草，反复嚼一样。
I must take the word in and chew on it.
我必须要拿起这个话语，然后慢慢的咀嚼。
As I chew on the word of God, it becomes my new thought life.
当我一点一点慢慢的咀嚼它的汁的时候，它就真的慢慢的成为了我的思想的变化的一个营养。
My new thought life manifests new behavior.
我的思想开始变新了。然后我的行为也就慢慢变新了。
This is our new covenant as a believer.
这个就是我们信徒的一个新约。
Hebrews 8 verse 10 says, I will put my laws in your mind and I will write them on your heart. I will be your God and you shall be my people.
希伯来书八章十节说，我要把我的律法放在他们脑中，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
I studied the Gospels to learn about Jesus.
我认真研读福音书是为了要认识耶稣自己。
As we equip the saints for healing, the model that we use is Jesus.
所以当我们去装备圣徒来有这个医治的工作的时候，其实我们用的这个模型就是耶稣他自己。
If I want to know how to pray for the sick, I go see what Jesus did.
如果我想知道如何为需要医治的人祷告，那我一定回到圣经看看耶稣是怎么样为医治的人祷告。
Because I'm his disciple, I go and I do the same.
因为我是他的门徒，他做什么我就做什么。
I don't do the healing, it's the Spirit that does the healing as I follow Jesus.
不是我在做医治，是神的灵在做医治，我只是跟着这个灵走。
I study the epistles to learn who I am in Christ.
我学习使徒的这个书信，是为了让学习自己是个什么样子的，在主里面我应该是成为什么样的人。
There is too much confusion about what it means to be a Christian.
在世上有太多混淆的教导，让我们知道作为基督徒应该成为怎么样。
There are too many versions of a Christian and too many opinions.
有太多各种所谓的好基督徒的版本，也太多个人意见了。
The opinions of men will cause confusion in my life.
人的意见只会让我更加混淆。
I must have a clear picture of who he is and who I am.
我必须有一个清楚正确的图画，知道我认识的神是谁和我自己到底是谁。
I want to read just a few examples that I took from the epistles of who you are.
所以我现在想给大家读一两个举的例子，让我们从使徒书信里面看到我们到底该是谁，是什么样子的。
There's no an order of importance.
我并没有按照顺序的记载下来。
You are devoted to one another in love, honoring one another.
我们彼此委身，互相相爱，看对方比自己强。
You are tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
我们心灵柔软，我们饶恕对方。
You are full of wisdom, clothed in humility.
我们满有智慧，被谦卑穿上衣服。
You are never lacking in zeal.
你不缺乏热心。
Wives are submitting to their husbands as unto the Lord.
妻子们都是对丈夫顺服的。
Husbands are loving their wives as Christ loved the church.
丈夫也是像基督爱教会一样的爱自己的妻子。
Children are honoring and obeying their parents.
孩子们全都是在尊重和爱他们的父母。
We are doing all things without complaining.
我们毫无怨言地做所有的事情。
We are loving our enemies and praying for those who persecute us.
我们爱我们的仇敌，也为那些逼迫我们的人祷告。
We are sincere in heart and without offense.
我们心里完全的真实真诚，也不被冒犯。
We are without selfish ambition or conceit.
我们没有自己的私心和私欲。
We are anxious for nothing.
我们不忧虑。
We are fully pleasing to God.
我们完全的讨神喜悦。
We are fruitful in good works.
我们在各样的工上面都满结果实。
We are earnest in prayer.
我们迫切的祷告。
We are abstaining from sexual immorality.
我们远离性淫乱。
We are temperate and sober-minded.
我们冷静，我们有节制。
We are not greedy for money.
我们不贪婪，对钱。
We are not quarrelsome or coveting.
我们不争吵，不贪婪。
We are full of righteousness.
我们满有公义。
Faith, love, patience, gentleness.
我们满有信心，满有爱，满有耐心，满有温柔。
We are full of kindness, peace, and self-control.
满有良善，满有平安，还有节制。
When I read this as not just words,
当我读到这些话语的时候，它不是一个表面上的字句了。
Would I meditate on it as my identity?
我思想它，默想它，因为它就应该是我的特征。
I chew on it until it becomes who I am.
我咀嚼，再咀嚼，直到它成为我生命的内容。
Paul says in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 2 and 3,
保罗在
You are the epistle written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Clearly, you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of flesh, that is, of the heart.
保罗在哥林多后书三章二到三节如此说，你们自己就是我们的推荐信，写在了我们心坎上，众所周知，人人可读。显然，你们是从基督而来的一封信，是我们工作的成果。这信不是笔墨写成的，乃是借着永活上帝的灵写成的。 不是写在石板上的，而是刻在心板上的。
I need to ask myself every day.
我每天都要问自己。
What do people see when they read my life?
当别人来看看我的生命的时候，他们看到的是什么？
I need to take a spiritual inventory of my closet.
所以我真的是要到我的这个里面，像在衣柜里面游一圈。
I go into my spiritual closet and say, oh, there's some jealousy. That doesn't fit me anymore.
我到我属灵的这个抽屉里和柜子里来看一看。呀，糟糕，里面有嫉妒，这个不是我该有的。
I look in my spiritual closet and I see unforgiveness or bitterness and I say, that doesn't fit me anymore. I'm going to throw it out.
我又进入到我属灵的柜子里面，看到了里面有怨恨、有苦毒、有不饶恕，这都不该适合我的，我不想要这个。
I go look in my spiritual closet and anything in there that doesn't align with what the Word of God says about me needs to go.
所以我再回到我的属灵的柜子里面，再搜索一圈，再看看清楚到底还有什么东西在里面和神的话语是不相符合的，他必须得走。
I'm not trying to be a good Christian.
我不是在尝试成为一个好的外表上的基督徒，我是想要成为真是这样的人。
It's simply who I am in Christ.
就是我在基督里面就是这样的人，不是装的。
Next, as I read the Word of God, I must mix what I read with my faith.
所以当我们来读神的话语的时候，我们一定要与自己的信心调和。
Because without faith, it is impossible to please God.
没有信心是不可能讨神喜悦的。
I cannot becomeWho God says I am without actually believing that it can happen.
我不可能成为神要我成为的样式，如果我自己都不相信这件事情会发生。
The writers of Hebrew in chapter 4 verse 2 said, The word which was heard was of no effect because it was not mixed with faith. It is we who have believed that enter his rest.
希伯来书四章二节说，我们所听见的道与我们无益，是因为我们听到了道以后没有与信心相调和，所以没有得到益处。
One of the greatest hindrances to my spiritual maturity is unbelief.
所以最大的一个阻碍让我的属灵能够长到成熟，就是一个不信了。
Sometimes my issues can seem so overwhelming that I don't have faith that there's enough power to change.
也许我生命中的问题和逆境看似非常大，大到我都不相信可能会有一个结果。
If it's God's idea to change me into Jesus,
如果这是神的主意，让把我改成有耶稣的本性的话。
And the word of God, which is truth, defines who I am.
然后神的话语也清楚地写清楚了一个基督徒，我该成为一个什么样的本性。
I must begin to expect that it will happen.
那我们就真的是需要去期待这件事情会发生。
Paul said in Ephesians 4, chapter 11, that we are to equip the saints for the work of the ministry until we come to the unity of faith, knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure and the stature and the fullness of Christ.
以弗所书四章十一节到十三节说，我们装备圣徒，让他们各尽其职，为要成全，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Because Paul uses the word until, he expects that it will happen.
因为保罗用到了这三个字，只等到，那就肯定这个事情一定会发生的。
When you give someone directions, you say go down the road until you come to the stop sign.
就像你要给人指路的时候，你跟他说你往这里走，一直走到这个地方，当你说到直到那个地方，那就证明这个事情那个地方肯定会到。
When Paul used the word until, he told us that he expected the body of Christ to mature.
所以当保罗用到这个只等到这个词的时候，就证明他在期待神的身体教会一定会同归于一，认识耶稣，然后长成他的身量。
He believed it would happen.
他相信这个一定会发生的。
In order for me to be transformed, I must also agree.
如果我想让自己的个性和本性也这样子改变的话，我一定要同意相信。
Next, I must understand that it's a process of co-laboring with the Holy Spirit.
当然同时我们也要相信这是一个过程，是与圣灵慢慢一起劳苦的过程。
The scripture we read in Ezekiel said he will give us a new heart and a new spirit.
我们刚才在以西结书36章有读到神要给我们一个新的心，还要给我们一个新的灵。
I cannot reproduce the nature of Jesus and the works of Jesus without the baptism of the Spirit and fire.
我怎能去复制出耶稣的生命和耶稣的事工，若没有圣灵的洗和火呢？
In Matthew chapter 3, John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water for repentance, but Jesus will baptize you in spirit and in fire.
马太福音三章十一节说，就是约翰说的话，他说我要用水和你施洗，但是耶稣要用圣灵和火为你施洗。
I grew up in a denomination that did not believe in the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我成长的教会是否认圣灵洗礼的教会的。
I believe all I received was the baptism of repentance.
所以我一直以为我所接受的洗礼就是一个悔改的礼而已。
I felt sad for my sin, and I received forgiveness.
我为我的罪而悲伤，然后我也接受了耶稣的宽恕。
I was even water baptized, but very little changed in my life.
我受了水洗，但是我的生命并没有变化。
Jesus told us, unless you be born again of water and of spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom.
耶稣说，除非你们是从水和圣灵重生的，你就不能进神的国。
And Paul says in the Romans chapter 8, what the law, what the rules to try to follow could not do in my life, God did by sending his spirit.
在罗马书第三章说，当律法所不能做的，所不能够帮我行出来的，但是神却用他的灵进入我们，让我们行出来了。
In Romans 8, verses 8 and 9, he says, Those who are in the flesh cannot please God, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives within you.
在罗马书八章八到九节说，所以受罪本性控制的人无法令上帝喜悦，但是如果上帝的灵住在你们里面，你们就不再受制于罪恶的本性，而是受圣灵的管理。
We can look as an example at Peter.
我们可以用彼得来作为一个例子来学习。
When he was in the old covenant, walking with Jesus every day,
在旧约时代的时候，他是每天和耶稣一起同行的。
He made many, many, many mistakes and even denied Christ.
他犯了很多很多的错误，甚至都不认主。
After the day of Pentecost, when he is baptized in spirit and fire,
当五旬节过后，他被圣灵和火受洗以后，
he begins to walk as Jesus walked on the earth.
他开始走了和基督一样的事工和生活。
It is the power of the Holy Spirit operating through us for healing, deliverance, and prophecy.
所以我们也知道是圣灵的工作，让我们可以做医治，可以做先知讲道。
And it is the power of the Holy Spirit operating through me that transforms my nature into Jesus.
那同样也是圣灵的大能，能让我们的内心和本性得到真正的改变。
I pray differently now.
所以我现在祷告不一样了。
I no longer pray for what I already have.
我不再祷告我已经有的东西。
I used to pray, Oh God, give me patience today.
我以前会这样祷告，哎呀，主啊，给我耐心吧。
Oh, I need love for my neighbors.
哦，你给我爱，让我去爱我那个邻居吧。
I need boldness to preach the gospel.
哦，你给我胆子，大的胆子，让我去传福音吧。
And he said to me, You already have it.
但是他是这样对我说的，你已经有了。
What you lack is faith.
你没有的就是没有和信心相调和。
You lack knowledge of who I am in you.
你所缺乏的是不懂得你在我里面到底是什么。
And you lack knowledge of what I can do through you.
你也不懂得这样的知识，我能够在你里面做什么。
So I partnered my knowledge of who he is and who I am with my faith, and I began to manifest the life of Jesus.
所以我开始调和我所明白的这个知识，神是谁，我是谁的知识，和我的信心相调和，然后这个生命就开始彰显。
I pray differently now.
我现在祷告不一样了。
I thank him. I say, thank you, Lord. Your spirit lives within me.
我说，主啊，我谢谢你，你的灵现在就在我里面住着。
Thank you, I have a new heart and a new spirit.
谢谢你，我有一个新的心，我也有一个新的灵。
Thank you, you are transforming me into the likeness of Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你现在来改变我，让我的本性彰显耶稣的样式。
Thank you, I have more than enough patience for my children today.
主啊，我谢谢你，因为我今天会有很多很多的耐心对我的孩子们。
Thank you, I will never run out of love for my husband because you are my source.
主啊，我也绝对不会对我的丈夫缺乏任何的爱，因为你是我爱的源头。
And I thank you that anything in my life that doesn't look like you can be burned by your fire.
主啊，我也相信我生命中有任何不像你的地方都会被火烧尽。
The only thing that will stop my progress is my lack of faith.
所以让我无法去进步和成长的一个最重要的东西就是信心没与相调和。
Or by my resisting the work of the Holy Spirit in my life.
或者是我在拒绝圣灵在我生命中的工作。
Galatians 2:20 says, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
加拉太书二章二十节说，我已经同基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，而是基督在我里面活着。
Finally, my last point. I thank you for staying with me.
最后一个很重要的一点。
In Ezekiel 36,The Lord says to Ezekiel to prophesy, he will do this for his own name's sake. He says, therefore, in verse 22, I do not do this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations where you went. I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations.Which you have profaned, and the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. The Lord has chosen to do this for his own name's sake. Of course, he wants to bless me with the most amazing life possible.
那我们一起来看一看以西结书的36:22，主是这样对他的子民说的。我做这些事情不是为你们，而是为了我的圣名，就是你们在所到的列国之中亵渎的。我要使我至大的名显为圣，这名在列国中已经遭到了亵渎，是你们在他们中间亵渎的。我也在他们眼前，在你们身上显为圣的时候，他们就知道我是耶和华。这是主耶和华说的，说我们亵渎了他的名。
He wants to give me an abundant life. He died for that.
他想给我丰盛的生命，他为此也舍命了。
But it is not just for me. It is to glorify him.
但是这不光是为了我自己个人的缘故，这个为的是他的圣名得到荣耀。
If I want to be like Jesus just for myself,
如果我为了自己个人的私欲，只是想变得更像耶稣的话，
I will set the bar too low.
那我这个期待和这个东西，这个 bar 太小了，太低了。
I will enjoy the blessings of God and say, I'm just fine, I'm good, thank you, Jesus.
那我可能就会非常享受的说，我挺好的，谢谢，我已经够好了，谢谢主。
But he has called us to be conformed to the likeness of Jesus to glorify his name.
但是主却呼召我们去荣耀主的名，因为这个原因，我们需要改变自己的本性。
And it is love that compels me to do so.
是因为爱迫使我这样做。
Love for me is the reason he saved me.
就是因为爱的原因，主他救了我。
And it is love for him that compels me to be like him and glorify his name.
也因为如此，我爱他，因为我对他的爱，迫使我一定要自己的本性有所改变，来荣耀他。
When I meet him, my heart leaps for joy.
当我与神相遇的时候，我的心雀跃。
When I spend time with him in his presence, learning of him, listening to his voice, I fall in love with him.
当我花时间和他在一起，听他说话，学习他，在他的同在里的时候，我一天一天更爱他。
When I begin to love him, I begin to trust him.
当我开始爱他的时候，我开始一点点信任他。
When I trust him,I can receive from him.
当我开始一天天信任他的时候，我开始每天从他这里领受，再领受。
When I receive from him, I become like him.
当我从他这里开始领受的时候，我就开始变得像他。
It is who he is, and his love for me that compels me to lay down my life.
是因为主他自己本身是谁，是因为他的love，他的爱，他就迫使了我能够愿意放下我的旧我，我的旧生命。
I choose to lay down my opinions and my affections and follow him.
所以我要选择放下我的个人意见，放下我的个人情感去跟随他。
My prayer is that we may never profane his name.On the earth, but rather make him famous and bring him glory.
所以我的祷告是，愿我们都不要像刚才经文里面说的，我们去亵渎了他的名，让他的名受到了玷污，而是真的让他的名得荣耀。
We are in a very important time of history.
我们现在是在历史上最重要的一个阶段。
The world needs to see Jesus.
世界需要看到耶稣。
I don't understand it all, but I am honored to be his ambassador.
我也许不是自称都明白他，但是我一定愿意成为他的一个使者。
I am called to do the works of Jesus, and I am called to represent his nature to the earth.
我被呼召做神的工。我也被呼召成为耶稣本性生命的使者。
It is the greatest honor and privilege I could ever imagine.
这是我最大的荣幸、荣耀，我完全无法想象的荣耀。
It is my heart's cry that everything in my life bring glory to him.
这真的是我心里面最大的愿望和渴望，让我生命的每一部分都是在荣耀主。
I believe he's worth it.
我因为他配得。
He's worth laying it all down for.
他配得我放下我自己的一切。
There's an invitation today for transformation.
今天我对大家做的邀请是我们本性的改变。
The things of our lives that have condemned us.
生活中有很多事情让我们觉得很自责。
That have given Satan a foothold to blame us.
就给了撒旦一个指责我们的借口。
There is good news today.
但今天有一个好消息。
There is enough power in his blood and his spirit to set us free.
在主耶稣的宝血和他的灵当中有足够的能力让这一切发生。
There is enough power in his blood and in his spirit to make us into his people.
在他的大能的宝血和圣灵当中有足够的能力让我们真的成为他的子民。
Thank God I don't try anymore.
主啊,谢谢你,我再不用靠自己的力气去尝试做好了。
I will tell you quite honestly, it did not work.
我可以直言告诉你们,我试过,不管用。
But as I learned of who he is,
但是当我真的去认识他到底是谁的时候,
and I believed in who he is,
当我真的开始相信他真是谁的时候,
and I received from him,
我就真的从他那里领受到了,
my life began to change.
我的生命就真的开始变化。
This is my heart for the body of Christ.
这是我对基督的身体教会你们的心。
I want to take just a few minutes and allow the Holy Spirit to touch our hearts.
现在我们要花几分钟的时间来允许圣灵今天亲自来触摸我们的心。
To remove the things that don't fit.
去拿走我们这个属灵衣柜里面不属于神的东西。
All I have to do is yield to him and let him work.
我们唯一需要做的就是降服在他的面前,让他来做。
And say, yes, Jesus, I will lay that aside.
我们说,是的主啊,我要放下所有的一切。
I say, yes, Jesus, that doesn't fit me anymore.
我说,是的主啊,这个不是我的衣柜,属灵衣柜里需要的。
And I want to be clothed with your spirit.
主啊, 我想穿戴你的灵。
I know I am cleansed by your blood.
我知道我被你的宝血洗净了。
I want to be clothed with who you are.
但是我想披戴耶稣你自己。
My life is now hidden in Christ.
我自己的生命已经被藏在基督里了。
I want to be a reflection of you.
我想成为你的一个映射。
In everything I think.
在我所有的思想当中。
In everything I feel.
在我的情感感觉当中。
In every word I say.
在我的口里所说出的话里面。
And everything I do.
在我所行的所有的行为里面。
I come to you in faith today, Jesus.
主耶稣, 我带着信心来到你的面前。
And I believe that you will fulfill the destiny to transform me into the likeness of Christ.
主啊, 我相信你会完成这个过程, 让我的本性能够变得真的像耶稣。
I commit my life to yielding to this process every day.
我每天都是这样降服在你的面前, 愿你做这个工作, 改变的工作。
I will not listen to the voice of the enemy who has tried to accuse me.
主啊, 我不去听敌人给我的指责。
I will listen to the voice of my God who desires to transform me.
我只听神你的话语, 因为你的心意就是要改变我。
And I desire to make you famous and bring you glory.
我真是内心渴望是让你的名 出名了,让你的名被世人知道得荣耀。
And you shall be our God, and we shall.
然后你会成为我的神。
Just to encourage you today to yield to the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我祷告让你们都真的降服在圣灵面前。
If there's anyone today who has not received the new heart,
如果我们今天当中有人并没有接受到这个新心的话，新的心。
Today can be the day of your new journey.
今天可以是你的新的旅程的开始。
The word says, old things will be passed away, all things will become new.
圣经说，旧的事情都已经过去，一切都变成新的了。
All you say is yes. Yes.
你唯独需要做的就是是的主啊。
I don't earn it. I don't deserve it. I just receive it.
主啊，我不靠这个来赚，我不赚得，我也不配得，我就是这样子领受。
I say yes. I receive a new life from you, Jesus.
我说是的主，我接受领受你的生命在我里面。
Perhaps there are some of you who, like me, grew up in a place where you went to church all your life, but nothing changed.
也许你们当中也有和我同样的经历，你们常常去教会很长时间了，可是生命却没有变化。
And there's a frustration because of that.
就因为这个，你们心里对自己特别失望。
Like Paul writes in Romans 7,The good thing I want to do, I don't do. But the bad thing, I find myself doing.
就像保罗在罗马书第七章所说的，我立志行善由得我，可是行出来却由不得我。
This is life under the old covenant.
这个是旧约里面的生命。
But we are in the new covenant where we have received the Spirit of the living God.
但是今天我们得到的是新约里头的生命，我们受到了活生生的灵。
And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
神的灵在哪里，自由就在哪里。
I am free and I am empowered to be who God says I am.
我自由，我也被赐予能力，成为神叫我成为的那个个性。
I receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and fire.
我接受圣灵的洗礼和圣灵的火。
Fill me, Holy Spirit.
充满我，圣灵。
Touch me with your fire, Jesus.
用你的火来触摸我，主耶稣。
I invite you to burn out anything in my life that doesn't look like you.
主啊，我来邀请你来燃烧掉我生命中所有不属于你的个性。
Because I want to be like you for your glory.
因为我想让我的本性像你，为了你的荣耀。
If you need healing in your body,The glory and the presence of the Lord here is to heal.
如果你确实在肉体生命中也需要医治的时候，神的灵荣耀在此也能够医治你的肉体。
It says in Isaiah 53 that by His stripes we are healed.
在以赛亚书53章说，因为他的鞭伤。我得医治。
It is the truth of the Word of God that Jesus paid for our healing.
是靠着神的话语，我们知道是主耶稣为我们的医治付上了代价。
Everyone that came to Jesus was made well.
只要来到耶稣面前的人都得了医治。
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
主耶稣从昨日到今日到明日永远都是一样的。
And his presence is here to heal you.
在他的同在当中，他也医治你。
If you need healing in your body, I encourage you to come into agreement with that truth by faith.
如果你是需要肉体上的医治，你也必须要同意神话语里面的话语。
And we simply say, Jesus, I receive you as my healer.
只要这样说，主啊，我接受你成为我的医治者。
I believe it is your desire to make me well.
我相信这是你的心意，让我好起来。
And I believe there is enough power in your spirit to make me well.
我也相信你的灵大有能力，能够让我好起来。
It is my inheritance in you.
这是我在你里面的宝藏。
And then as you begin to receive by faith, test it out. This is an act of your faith. Whatever is hurting in your body, test it out.
当我们真的有凭信心去信这句话的时候，我们现在可以试一试你身体不舒服的地方，看看是不是好了。尝试动一动。
Thank you. I see the tearing down of many strongholds.
我看到了很多营垒被击破。
I see the breaking off of lies today.
我也看到很多谎言被击破。
Lies are being replaced with truth.
我看到了我们的心里面被真理所取代。
Of who you are and what God has called you to do.
关于你到底是谁，神到底呼召你成为什么样子。
He's speaking to you right now about your calling.
现在主正在对你说话，关于你的呼召。
Yes, I could call out what I see, but I'd rather you hear it from him.
是的，我可以再告诉你们我现在灵里面看到什么，但是更重要的是你自己有光照灵里看到这样。
There are hearts that have been longing to say, God, I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
我看到你们有人的心里面一直是渴望的问神，我不知道我到底要做什么。
The Spirit of the Lord is here to speak to you.
神大能的灵今天就在这里，亲自与你说话。
Remember, He's a personal God.
记住，他是一个个人的神。
There's someone here who's had a lot of pain in their ribs, the right ribs.
我们当中有人，你们肉体可能有生病的，就是你的后右边的肋骨有疼痛。
We say pain, you have to go now in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名，我们说你的疼痛现在就离开，奉主的名。
There are people here who are having pain in their feet due to diabetes.
我们这里也有一个人，因为糖尿病的缘故，你的脚疼。
We say pain, you cannot stay, you must go now.
我们对他说，疼痛你不可能在我的身上停留，奉主的名离开。
And I speak to blood sugar levels for the body of Christ. I say be made normal in the name of Jesus.
我也对糖尿病人这样说。奉耶稣基督的名，你的糖的那个成分要降低。
We speak to the pancreas, we say, be regulating appropriately according to your design.
我们也对你的血液说，让它正常的运转。
And the Spirit of the Lord would say, you are full of wisdom in regards to your health.
我们也为这样子用神的话来祝福你，你是蛮有智慧，也蛮有健康的身体。
Lord says, "Your body is my temple."
主说，你的身体是圣灵的殿。
I will teach you how to run and not get weary.
我会教你怎么样去奔跑而不至于劳累。
I will teach you how to care for your body that I created.
我会教你怎么样去照顾好你自己的身体，那是我造的。
I will empower you to have.The discipline and grace to walk it out.
我会给你这样的大能，让你有这样的节制，能够让你的身体能够调整好。
There are some here today that you have been afraid you have mental illness.
我们当中也有一个人，你是可能会担心你会头脑有点神经有问题。
We break off that lie in the name of Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，我们斥责这样的谎言。
And we replace it with the Spirit of God.
我们用神的灵，主啊，我们来取代。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主。
Thank you for freedom in Christ by your Spirit.
主啊，谢谢在基督里的自由，因着你的大能的灵。
Pastor Joshua, I'm going to pass this off to you. If you or Betty have other words of knowledge to release, we will agree for that. Or anything else you want to comment on.
I really believe God has really spoken to our spirits, our hearts today.
我相信今天神在我们的心中又再次唤起了他想跟我们说的话。
The deliverance is already working.
释放是已经在你的里面。
I really sense a deep work of the Holy Spirit is taking place now.
我今天也感受到圣灵的一个更深的工作已经开始发生。
Some of you are sense it right now, but others will discover it days and weeks afterwards.
有的人可能此时此刻就感受到了，但是也有的人可能要几天后、几周后才慢慢的知道。
Something that's already is begun in your spirit that will transform you.
要记得，是你里面的那个灵开始了一个改变的工作。
Not only will it lead to transformation, I believe it will heal you in your body and in your mind.And in your soul.
不光是让你的生命从里到外的改变，它也会医治你的身体，医治你的思想，医治你的魂。
So we declare in the name of Jesus what the Lord has sown today will grow and become a harvest in your life in Jesus' name.
所以我们今天也宣告，今天主在你生命中放下的这个种子，能够奉着耶稣基督的名开始成长，开始能结果实。
And we really believe the Holy Spirit is now present in your home. So right now, if you still have not received your healing in your body, you declare you are well in Jesus' mighty name. Just claim it now.
我也相信圣灵的能力现在就在你的家中大大的运行，所以你现在身体若还没有得到医治的话，你继续来宣告神的话语，你必得自由和释放。
Just go and test out where your body at the moment is the pain gone? Is your limb moving? Is something happening? If you really God has really touched you, let us know by putting the hand, wave your hand.Or put it on the chat so that we know. But I believe many you will be touched today. You are touched today, and you gradually understand because it's to do with the word that is sown to you.
我今天我也相信你们现在可能有的人已经得到了医治，所以请你们来告诉我，你们可以在这里对我们招手，或者是可以在我们的聊天群里面放下你的话语，让我们知道。我相信你的医治是因为神的话今天对你说了话，种在了你的心里。
Amen. So I just want to continue to spend a few more moments when we still got a few more minutes. Let's just pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to do his work and will finish the work that he has begun today.
我们今天还剩下几分钟，在剩下的几分钟，咱们也不要浪费，一定要我们继续来祷告，让圣灵完成他今天已经开始的工作。
Praise the Lord.
我们赞美主。
Now, if you are being healed, let us know.
如果你已经得医治，请告诉我们。
Or just wave on the video.Or do something.
这就是招招手，再让我们能看见你已经被得医治的话，告诉我们一声。
Hallelujah. It's happening right now in the name of Jesus.
这个已经在我们当中发生，奉主耶稣的名。
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. What you have begun, you will finish in Jesus' name.
谢谢主耶稣，你所开始的工作，你也必亲自完成。
Father, set the heart free right now, Lord.
主啊，你让他们的心得释放。
Begin to heal, Lord, the mind. Let there be peace in their mind in Jesus' name.
主啊，你医治他们的心智，让他们的心灵、思想得平安。
There are people today for the first time in your mind, you felt released in your heart, you felt the burden lifting.
今天也许是你们今天第一次觉得你们的思想上得了平安，你觉得你们心里面有一块重担被拿走了。
In Jesus' name, we declare your freedom to be permanent in Jesus' name.
今天我们奉耶稣基督的名，我们来释放你。我们也知道你的自由会是真的、长期的自由。
Enemy, flee from your house and your marriage in Jesus' mighty name.
我们也斥责敌人离开你的家庭，离开你的心。
There are people who are worried about your children. Today, declare that your worry is gone and your children is free. They will become what you have always prayed they will become.
今天我们也祷告你的有那些为家、为自己的孩子有忧虑的、为自己孩子有担心的，我们祷告那个忧愁离开你的心里，让你为你自己孩子的祷告成为事实。
Hallelujah. I sense such a release now in your mind and in your heart.And in the families now.
我们感觉到你们思想上有个很大棒，在你们的心里面，在你们的家里。
Continue to believe in God touching your body and your mind and your soul and your family.
你要去相信神是愿意来触摸你的思想，触摸你的家庭，去医治你们的。
Your healing is more than just your body. Your healing is about your whole family, your testimony before God.
你的医治不是只仅仅是你身体上肉体的医治，而是你的整个自己的个体、整个家庭和整个生命。我们在这里来领受。
Father, thank you, Lord.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Father, thank you, Lord.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你主。
Do you have any more as the Lord directing you anymore?
I feel there is a permission being granted to love the Lord the way you've been wanting to love Him. And you weren't sure you had permission. I feel the Holy Spirit giving the people of God permission to love Him with all of your heart, with all of your soul.With all of your mind and with all of your strength.
我这里面有灵里面有感觉到圣灵今天在灵里面给了你一个确据和一个许可，让你能够完全自由的全心全意爱你的神。
Those that feel they've lacked boldness in sharing the gospel or stepping out in the gifts of the Spirit.
那些觉得自己缺乏勇气去传福音或者是得到任何属灵恩赐的人，
The Holy Spirit is filling you to overflowing with love.
圣灵现在在让你的生命被爱充满。
If you receive His love today, you will overflow in His gifts.
你今天在领受神的爱，然后这个爱会慢慢的满溢出来，也会让你的恩赐带出来。
Because of your great love for him, you won't be able to stop yourself from talking about him.
当你有对他有极大的爱的时候，你没有办法控制自己，不再去传讲神。
So we thank you today, Holy Spirit, for an overflowing of your love.
主圣灵，我们今天谢谢你如此带着你的爱在我们当中流动。
Boldness will not be an effort.
勇气是不要靠自己努力的。
It will be a joy of the overflow of my heart.
而是从心里面自然像活水江河一样的流露出来的喜乐。
I will want to talk about Jesus everywhere I go.
因为他，我就愿意去到哪里都谈起耶稣。
We thank you all fear of man is being delivered from us.
我们也祷告这个对人的惧怕也被释放了。
And we are receiving the truth. He is our God, and we are his people.
我们今天也得到了真理，他是我们的神，我们是他的子民。
Thank you, Jesus.
感谢主。
Amen.
Anthony, let's finish with a worship and.Today. Thank you everyone for your patience and I'm sure you're blessed.
谢谢大家今天耐心，也相信你们今天都得福了，蒙福了。
And today with worship and we thank you so much, Janet. I personally got ministered to. I really felt the words there really it will have set our people free.
我今天自己也被啊这个主的话语所祝福了，也特别谢谢 Jenny 今天为主所说的话。
I encourage everybody to go on the website and listen to the message again.
我也鼓励大家再去我们的网站继续再重复听今天的讲道。
It's because there's a lot of in there, but actually it's very important to your steps in discipleship.
这里面非常非常重要的信息有很多的内容，这是你们慢慢走向真正的当神的门徒的一些指南。
Help us to become a true disciples of Jesus.
能够帮助我们真的成为耶稣的门徒。
Amen. Hallelujah. Let everyone in our community know we love Jesus and they can see Jesus in us.
让我们周围的人和我们所在之处的人都知道我们爱主耶稣，他们也在我们生命中看到主耶稣。
And we also thank Xin Yao today.
谢谢我自己。
The Lord.
I'd also like to thank Grace for doing a terrific job of translating. Thank you so much for that. And it's such a great honor to be with you and to connect with you in the Spirit today.
今天是我很大的荣幸和你们相连接，能够在灵里面和你们一起团契，谢谢大家。
Let you know what happened, all the fruits to come out of this.
Thank you.
我们也相信今天的这个道的种子种下以后，有很多的生命的果实将会从我的生命中结出来。
Individual, let's give a hand clap to Janet.
来，我们一起来打开我们的视频，来给Janet一个鼓励，谢谢。
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Actually, we sing praises to the Lord, yeah? Yeah. Praises to the Lord. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great. And praises to be praised. I sing praises to the Lord.
For your name.
Jesus' mighty name. That will set us free. Father, I thank you for your word today that will set us free.
主啊，我们今天谢谢你，把你的话语放在我们里面，释放了我们。
Let the soul of our hearts be fertile in Jesus' name.
让我们的灵因为你的话语而得滋润。
Let us reap a harvest for ourselves and for the church and for this world because of this word in Jesus' name.
主啊，要因为你的话语，让我们真的在里面有大大的属灵的收成，个人有收成，在外面也有收成。
Father, I pray that you will transform our church to wherever you are taking us.
主啊，我们也祷告你亲自来改变我们整个肢体，把我们带到你的目的地。
And may we witness, oh God, the deliverance that we have just experienced in our homes and in our lives, in Jesus' name.
主啊，也让我们亲自来见证你的良善，在我们的家里，在我们的自己的生命中间。
Transform our minds and our hearts, Lord, in Jesus' name.
你改变了我们的心意，改变了我们的心，改变了我们的生命。
Father, I thank you for every family that attended the meeting today, every person.
主啊，你祝福今天来参加这个聚会的所有的家庭和每一个个体。
Let our lives never be the same again.
让我们的生命不再和以前一样了。
And so I would pray the Lord bless you and keep you.
所以我们祷告，愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你。
The Lord makes His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你。
The Lord lift up His countenance to you and will establish you in shalom.
愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。
In the name of Jesus the Messiah, Amen.
奉耶稣基督弥赛亚的名 ，Amen。
Thank you, everybody. See you next week. And do send us your testimony so that we can feed back to Janet.
谢谢大家，我们下周见。请记得，如果有任何好的见证，请告诉我们。
And Janet, thank you very much for today. Say hello to John, and we bless your family and the ministry. We'll see you in the next lesson, John's lesson.
Thank you so much.
我们谢谢 Janet.
Have a blessed day.
So again, thank you.Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, everybody.
谢谢 Janet 和他的家人，我们也祝福他的家人。Amen.
Don't forget next week, and then the following week, Paul Martini is really here for the young people.
记得哦，我们两周之后又请来了一个客座讲员叫 Paul Martini， 他是专门特别的会为这个年轻的人来做施工的。
He's an evangelist and he does signs and wonders in pubs, bars, places like that.
他是神的传福音的一个使者，他有勇气，哪怕是在酒吧里头都给人传福音的。
He's here to impart to us, Amen.
他也会来到我们当中，让我们的生命再次得到建造。谢谢。
祝福大家 ，Amen, Amen.
祝福大家。
拜拜。
拜拜。